Hi, this is a dictation for Edward Trice, E-D-W-A-R-D, last name is Trice, T-R-I-C-E, 3. Edward Trice is a new patient visit, date of birth 10-27-92, date of accident is 4-1-2022, and date of visit is 4-7-2022. History of chief complaint, severe pain in the head and severe pain in the lower back, along with radiation to the right arm and second, third finger, and stiffness of the neck. And history of automobile accident is as follows. Mr. Edward Price alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident on 4-1-2022 at 5:30 a.m. as a front seat passenger. His father was driving. He was sick and he was going to Fine Grace Hospital towards 6 miles. They were traveling, the accident occurred near Greenfield and 6 Mile near Puriton. They were traveling from on Greenfield northbound to go to the 6 Mile road in order to reach the Sinai Grace Hospital. And the other car was traveling southbound on Greenfield at this time and tried to hit them head-on collision for some reason. Maybe he was not paying attention to the driving and may have been on a phone, leading to a head-on collision. But in the process, his father steered the car towards the right and the other car hit them on the T-bone and also in the backside. The impact of this car turned the car around and it hit a pole first and then it came to the south side of the Greenfield road. And then it hit 4-5 cars in addition. Their car was completely totaled. Console was broken, headrest was broken, he hit his head into the airbag that has deployed, and face was hit into the dashboard and the bruised lip of the lower lip. The history of presenting illness is as follows. The patient reports that he is now suffering from moderate severe headache. They are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are occupying the front, back, right temple, left temple, and sometimes vertex. They are constant, sensitive to the light and noise, and associated factor is they are associated with nausea, and no vomiting, seizures is reported. Additional symptom of TBI, the patient reports that he is suffering from dizziness, and nausea and erectile dysfunction. However, he does not have any issue with the vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, or ringing in the ear. He denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. He denies any nightmare, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, number two in the bed, or sleepwalking, seizures, vomiting. He denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision. Regarding the pain, patient reports that he does not have a terrible pain in the neck, but only mild stiffness to the level of 2 or 3, just a discomfort mostly on the right side. However, he has a radiation of numbness and tingling on the right arm, which is almost continuous, and it is occupying second and third finger. Mostly it is on the front of the arm and none in the back of the arm. This is associated with pain in the lower back, which is around 7, with no radiation to the buttocks or legs or extremities. The patient is able to walk well, no issues with that. All of these pains are constant, and they are described as throbbing, stabbing, aching, heavy, and severity is from 5 to 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending and straining, and nothing improves it. There is no associated saddle anesthesia, but there is a moderate anxiety and sleep disturbance. Additional history is as follows. The system review is positive for asthma and respiratory and kidney stone in the kidney disease and musculoskeleton for damage to the left jaw. Pathological history is positive for left jaw surgery. However, the name of the surgeon, place of the surgery, date of the time of the surgery is not known. And the allergy is none. Past investigation, CT scan and X-rays were done when the patient visited emergency room, Providence Hospital on 4-3-2022, 2 days after the accident when he started feeling a lot of pain. X-ray was done, CT scan was done for the lower back and the cervical spine and head, and they were found to be all okay, and no other treatment was provided. He has not had any other treatment so far. Regarding family history, patient reports his mother, father is alive and have no medical problems. He has one brother, one sister, no medical problems. Relationship status, patient lives with his mom and he is single. Current employment status, patient is employed full-time and he is a MGM busing boy where he lifts 30 to 40 pounds. He is not disabled. And legal action, patient is, has a JC auto law. Personal history, patient does not drink. He uses cigarettes often, but no recreational drugs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is ...134/111, heart rate 79, respiratory rate 18, 96.7 temperature. Height is 5'4", weight is 150, pulse ox is 98. 29-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably with no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases. No acute anxiety or lethargy is noted. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and there is no need of adaptive device. The rest of the exam is from the template. The patient initially complained of some chest pain, but the chest is non-tender and completely normal. The rest of the exam, including neurological examination, musculature examination from the template. Gait is completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present except in the bilateral sacroiliac joints. No muscle spasm or hypertonicity is noticed. Cervical spine range of motions are normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman's spine was normal, Hoffman's sign, but Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test was positive. Distraction test was negative, Soto Hall test negative, thoracic spine Roos test and slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test was positive, Berger test was positive, Kemp test is positive, Babinski test was negative. Sacroiliac joints show mild tenderness bilaterally and positive Faber test and Gonsalon test bilaterally. However, standing flexion test, iliocompression test, distraction test was negative. Extremities examination from the template, completely normal. The diagnosis is as follows. V89.2 XXV general and S06.301A, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, S13.4 XXA, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5 XXA, M54.17, S33.5 XXA, M46.1. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan also from template, including first the physical therapy, which is approved treatment for week. Then medications are as follows. Patients provided non-narcotic medication, naproxen 500 twice a day to bring healing and anti-inflammatory effect. a level 50 milligram at night to help in the sleep and relieve the GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and Flexeril 10 milligram at night is for muscle relaxation and also help in sleep. Narcotic medication, Tylenol with codeine, number 3 for general pain relief, 14 tablets, one twice a day. Furosets are provided, plain Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours, or 1 to 2 PRN for headaches, 50 tablets. Paragraph 4, non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes, for anxiety and PTSD. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. There are records which are available from the Providence Hospital, and they are as follows. A CT scan of the cervical spine shows ossified complex, mildly compressing the ventral thecal sac, and mild spinal canal narrowing and neural foramen stenosis at C5 and 6. The patient is informed about this, that this is what is causing his numbness, most likely into the right arm. In addition, the CT scan for the lumbar spine is completely normal. However, there is a mild degenerative disease and most prominent at L5-S1. However, as we know that the MRI is far more accurate in soft tissue delineation, so that will be ordered anyway. In addition, there is an emergency room record that was reviewed, and the interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended at this time, maybe a cervical epidural, but we will hold on to it until an MRI is done. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Our attended care and caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered, released, and reviewed from Providence Hospital for the date of accident. Investigations, we are ordering a MRI of cervical spine and lumbar spine at M1 imaging to identify a accurate pathology so that a accurate updated treatment plan can be created. In the DME, patient is provided with a neck brace, back brace, and a tense unit to help him heal. Education is yes, and disability is yes, and a follow-up visit in 7 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.